After 4 long years without it, the curtains officially closed on the 2024 Vancouver International Auto Show, and what a fabulous success it was. The show returned in grand style last week, and between the gala, the cars, and the crowds, I couldn't be more thrilled with the results. With a triumphant comeback after a 4-year hiatus, the 100th edition of the VIAS boasted unprecedented attendance figures, marking it as the most successful in its history. Attendees at this year's event soared beyond the previous records set in 2017 and 2018, with Saturday setting a new attendance record of 39,823 guests. In total, the event's overall attendance throughout its duration exceeded 129,034. The event kicked off with a wonderful opening night gala, where industry stakeholders, media representatives, and friends of the New Car Dealers Association of BC came together to celebrate excellence in the automotive sector. And while it was a splendid occasion to bring everyone together and spend time with familiar faces, the real joy came from the fact that it was a charity event, with proceeds benefiting the New Car Dealers Foundation of BC and supporting the incredible work of Special Olympics BC. Special thanks to the Honorable Josie Osborne, Minister of Energy, Mines and Low Carbon Resources, and the Honorable George Heyman, Minister of Environment and Climate Change Strategy, who joined us to highlight the provincial government's commitment to the ongoing development of a fast-charging infrastructure network, in the form of a $30 million investment. Of course, while the gala was a splendid time to celebrate with friends and colleagues, the real reason for the show comes down to one thing: the cars. With more than 200 vehicles on display across 220,000-plus square feet of exhibition space, the show truly lived up to its reputation as Western Canada's premier automotive event. At the 2024 Vancouver International Auto Show, meticulously restored classics at horsepower heaven thrilled all with a passion for the iconic rides of yesteryear. NCDA photo. Attendees were treated to a dazzling array of new releases, concept cars and cutting-edge technology displays from 30 leading manufacturers and dealers. From luxury supercars and exotics to meticulously restored classics at horsepower heaven, there was something to captivate everyone, whether you're keen on the latest in zero-emission vehicle, ZEV, technology or have a passion for the iconic rides of yesteryear. Guests were treated to the Western Canadian debut of the Corvette E-Ray, the one-of-a-kind Tesla Cybertruck, the awe-inspiring Maserati MC20, and the Western Canadian premiere of the rugged and durable Ineos Grenadier. I've also got to give another big thank you to all the media that joined us on the press tour at the start of the show, where industry journalists and influencers were offered an exclusive preview of the must-see attractions. The show also featured specialty displays highlighting the latest advancements in vehicle technology, including everything ZEV and advanced safety systems. The EV and PHEV test drive experience was a particular crowd favorite, offering attendees the opportunity to test drive over 40 clean energy vehicles and experience the future of automotive innovation firsthand. I was especially proud to welcome and celebrate the achievements of BC's own Nicole Haverda, a 17-year-old race car prodigy who has quickly risen through the ranks of motorsport, currently racing in the highly competitive Formula Regional Americas series on her road to Formula One. Her presence at the Women's Auto Show Corner, alongside other women-founded and focused auto businesses, showcased the considerable impact of women in the automotive sector and provided a platform for inspiring the next generation of women and girls who are passionate about cars. As the 2024 show closes its curtains, I can't wait to see what the future holds for our event. The return of the Vancouver International Auto Show was a resounding success, bringing together automotive enthusiasts from across Canada to celebrate our shared passion. And while we bid farewell to this year's event, I look forward to the opportunity to make the 2025 edition even bigger and better. Blair Quayle, President, New Car Dealers Association of Canada.